Hello, and welcome to the Ngongping 360 audio guide. We hope to tell you more about Ngongping 360 and Lantau, and keep you company on this cable car journey. As you listen to this audio guide, please also pay attention to any special announcement inside the cabin. At 5.7 kilometers, the Ngongping 360 system is the longest bi-cable ropeway in Asia. It connects downtown Chongqing with Ngongping Plateau. On this 25-minute ride, you will enjoy panoramic views of the Hong Kong International Airport, Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge, the South China Sea, the North Lantau Country Park, the Big Buddha, and more. This 360-degree view gave Ngongping 360 its name. Please enjoy the scenic views, and this audio guide will resume shortly. We are now approaching the Airport Island Angle Station. Inside the control station, you can see our hardworking staff. The machines behind them make up the cable car monitoring system. Ngongping 360 has installed sophisticated sensors to closely monitor the operation of the whole system, which processes over 30,000 signals every hour. The system ensures the highest safety standards in operation and smooth running down to the finest level. We are now over downtown Chongqing, a new town that is part of the new development of Lantau North. Boasting a history of over 1,000 years, Chongqing was once a container port where goods were shipped to Macau. It is now an important passage to Hong Kong because of its proximity to the international airport and the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge. The name of this millennium-old town refers to a river that flows from the mountain into the sea. Chongqing Bay is rich in wildlife and a popular destination for fishing and clam digging. The bay is also home to the Santal Wetlands, which is listed as a site of special scientific interest. The unique combination of wetlands with seagrass is rarely seen in Hong Kong. Look towards the ocean, and you will see the Hong Kong International Airport. Built over a decade at a cost of 50 billion Hong Kong dollars, the airport served its first passengers in 1998. Today, the airport connects Hong Kong with over 220 destinations. Over 120 airlines operate here to offer some 1,100 flights daily. The airport is the world's busiest air cargo hub and one of the largest in terms of passenger volume. It is also the proud winner of the World's Best Airport Award more than 60 times. To support long-term growth, the Airport Authority is expanding the airport with a third runway with which the airport can serve 100 million passengers, 9 million tons of cargo, and 600,000 flights every year by 2030. You can enjoy the best view of all that from Ngongping 360. Near the far end of the airport, you can also see one of the artificial islands built for the 55-kilometer-long Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge. This island houses the Immigration and Customs Control Station for the bridge, and the bridge itself is the world's longest six-lane undersea tunnel. It is also the longest tunnel and bridge system built over an ocean. Look ahead of the cable car now, and you will see a unique rock formation in the shape of a heart on the mountain. Time for a quick quiz. How many angle stations and towers are there in this cable car system? The answer is 2 angle stations, and 8 towers. Now let's focus on the island of Lantau. Situated on the southwestern side of Hong Kong, Lantau is the biggest island in Hong Kong and the sixth largest island in China. At 147 square kilometers, Lantau is also almost twice as large as Hong Kong Island. Lantau has many activities to offer. Those who prefer a quiet and tranquil experience can visit Tai O for its traditional fishing village, stilt houses built over water, and the famous Chinese white dolphins. The Big Buddha and the Wisdom Path at Ngong Ping are also not to be missed. If you prefer some excitement, visit the beaches in Puyo and Changsha for water sports, or a cycling tour in Mui Wo. To enjoy a family fun day out, the Hong Kong Disneyland awaits. Lantau is also loved for its hiking trails. Lantau Peak and Sunset Peak, the second and third highest peaks in Hong Kong, are both located on the island. Mountaineers and photography enthusiasts visit the island for stargazing and spectacular views at dawn and dusk. If you're lucky, you will also be greeted with stunning views of a sea of clouds. Don't miss the chance to take many pictures here. Look below and check out Tower 3, the largest tower in the system. It can support 500 tons on its own. At the time of construction, helicopters were employed to transport building materials from Tongcheng to this remote area. Much planning was needed to balance the weight, alignment, and the number of towers of the cable car system. An early plan to link Tongcheng and Ngongping without angle stations was shelved because it would involve building an artificial island in Tongcheng Bay and cause ecological damage. The current alignment via the airport island, on the contrary, was made to minimize the number of required towers. However, that would mean a longer distance between the towers and increased weight for the system as a whole. As a result, larger towers were used, and the construction process became more challenging. In fact, Ngongping 360 was featured in the Extreme Engineering Program on Discovery Channel for overcoming all these challenges. Time for another quick question. Which animal helped build Ngongping 360? Mules. The tower sites were inaccessible by vehicles, so 6 mules were recruited from Canada to carry cement, food, and water to the construction sites. It was the first time such a construction method were used in Hong Kong. Upon project completion, 4 mules went home, and the other 2 stayed in Kaduri Farm and Botanic Garden, Hong Kong. Now, more fun facts about the cable car system. The Swiss-made cables that string the system together measure 3 inches in diameter and 5.7 kilometers in length. It can withstand 600 tons of force. Look above, and you'll see the dual cables that set the system apart. One cable is used to support the cabin's weight, and the other is used to move the cabins along. This dual cable system is the first of its kind in Hong Kong. It provides improved smoothness, safety, and reliability. The system was built with minimal environmental impact and to fulfill the requisite of conserving the North Lantau Country Park. The meticulous design also minimized the noise arising from the building and the system's machine operation. International environmental standards are adhered to at all times. You may have noticed solar panels on the roofs of our cable cars. They power the in-cabin PA system and are supported by backup batteries for operation on dark days. The cabins are not air-conditioned. Instead, we bring in natural fresh air through the semi-open ventilation setup. There are 109 cables in the cable car system. Some are standard and some other come with crystal-clear bottoms. This is the Nailakshan Angle Station. Our controllers and maintenance staff work here to ensure the smooth running of the system. Nailakshan is Hong Kong's sixth tallest peak. From 751 meters above sea level, we see the full view of the South China Sea and the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge in the distance. Say hello to the hikers resting and taking pictures below. Outside the window is North Lantau Country Park, Hong Kong's largest country park. Established in 1978, the park's 22 square kilometers cover a few popular hiking trails which are packed with hikers during weekends. As we approach the terminus, please look to your right. This is the South China Sea. On a clear day, you can even see Macau in the distance. This is also where you can see the prime view of the sunset every day. So get your camera ready on your return journey. Look ahead and slightly to the left, you will see the world-famous Big Buddha. Completed in 1993 after 7 years of construction, the 34-meter-tall Big Buddha weighs 250 tons. It is the world's second-largest outdoor bronze Buddha statue. While most outdoor Buddha statues face south, the Hong Kong Big Buddha faces north, which symbolizes the Buddha's blessing for China. Now this is a good time for another great photo. Next to the Buddha is the Po Lin Monastery. Construction of the monastery began in 1906. After over a century of expansion, the monastery has earned its fame for its architecture, botanical gardens, sculptures, and the grand hall of 10,000 Buddhas. You can reach the Big Buddha and Po Lin Monastery by a 10-minute walk from Ngong Ping Village. We are approaching the culture-packed Ngongping Village. Spread over 1.5 hectares, Ngongping Village was designed and landscaped to reflect the cultural and spiritual integrity of the Ngongping area. Walking with Buddha, Motion 360, and other multimedia theaters are the main attractions of the village. Walking with Buddha is an immersive multimedia attraction. You can follow the life of Buddha and his path to enlightenment. Motion 360 lets you immerse your senses in the magnificence of Lantau. You can also visit a variety of themed restaurants and shops, or join special events during festive occasions for an unforgettable experience. Walk past Polin Monastery and the Big Buddha, and you will reach the Wisdom Path after a short walk. The Wisdom Path is lined with 38 wooden columns and arranged in a pattern signifying infinity. They are engraved with verses from the Heart Sutra, a centuries-old prayer revered by Confucians, Buddhists, and Taoists alike. These wooden steles feature the calligraphy of renowned sinologist professor Zhao Zhongyi. From Ngongping, you can easily reach other sites and attractions by bus. The fishing village Taiyo is a 20-minute bus ride from the Ngongping bus terminus. In Taiyo, you can experience Hong Kong's indigenous fishing culture and join local tours, which feature traditional seafood markets, stilt houses, DIY food workshops, and more. This is the end of your cable car journey and this audio guide. Please prepare for disembarking and remember to bring your personal belongings with you. Pictures of you on your journey is available for purchase at the Ngongping 360 gift shop. We wish you a fun day ahead. Please leave us your valuable thoughts on TripAdvisor or your favorite travel review websites. Goodbye!